The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 17, The Centuries Before the Coming of Jesus. Many years after the event, stories were told of the heroism of the exiles living in Babylon during the period of captivity there. One story was about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were thrown into a burning, fiery furnace because of their refusal to worship an idol set up by King Nebuchadnezzar. Assisted by an angel, they survived without harm, and from then on the king protected them in their religious practices. Another story concerned a Jewish exile called Daniel. While King Belshazzar was giving a great feast, writing mysteriously appeared on the wall of his palace. None of the king's magicians were able to interpret the writing, but Daniel correctly told him that it pronounced doom upon his kingdom because of his idolatry. In a third story, King Darius the Mede, who by then had captured Babylon, was persuaded by some of his courtiers to issue an edict that no one was to pray to anyone save himself. Daniel, now a leading royal servant, continued his practice of daily public prayer to the true God, and was condemned to be thrown into a den of lions. His faith ensured that he survived unharmed, and the enemies who had plotted his death were subjected to the fate they had intended for him. A series of visions were granted to Daniel. Between them they revealed the destiny of his people. The visions related to the rise and fall of successive empires, culminating in the conquest of Persia by Alexander the Great. After Alexander's death, in 323 BC, there was a long period of instability during which there were attempts to stamp out traditional Jewish practices. The stories about Daniel and the visions attributed to him were an inspiration to those Jews determined to remain true to their faith. Some versions of the Bible say nothing about the period between Alexander's conquests and the reign of Herod the Great, King of Judea, which began in 37 BC. Others include the Apocrypha, a collection of books dealing with those years. It was a time of constant warfare. When Herod the Great came to the throne, it was as a nominee of the Romans, who were by then the dominant power in the whole Mediterranean area. It also was a time during which there was increasing expectation that a Messiah would come. This is taken from the book of Daniel.